This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Now, Michelle, earlier in the show we were talking dating because you've got a bit of a hot date coming up, haven't you?
I actually do. So I'm in these this sort of like dilemmas when it comes to dating. Now, I'm
the wrong person to ask. Last week, Robbie gave me every week I let Robbie give me a rule that I have to do, and it was that I had to go and kiss a stranger. Well, not a stranger, just kiss anyone. Like, just kiss them.
Just kiss anyone.
With consent, obviously. Just kiss someone. And so Robbie's trying to give me these tips to help me meet people differently. So I made out with some people, but they were all people I knew, so I went nowhere.
But when we're busy with like the busiest queers of Melbourne, like what do we do?
Exactly. So well, what are you doing?
Well, look, for the past 5 years, I've been quite conservative. So I've been rebuilding my career.
Sorry, I know you have, but that's not the side of you I know.
No, I know that's conservative. Yeah. But because I've been trying to rebuild and change the branding and the idea of what is trans is in the corporate space as well. So that I've worked so hard at that. So I've already put a lot of that in place. I don't have to fight for that so much anymore.
So now you can just let your hair down and be you.
Look, Dean, it's been 3 years since I've had relations.
I've never since relations. We're talking dating. That's a whole different conversation.
I know. But it's been a while. So I look, and I recently had a date with somebody. Okay. So we went and caught up, and somebody.
When was the last time you were on a date?
An actual date was June last year.
Oh, wow. See, I've never actually been on one.
You've never been on a date?
I've been in relationships where we just kind of hang out so much that we fall into each other after shagging, but I've never actually been on a date. And a couple of times my friends are like, why don't we take you on a blind date? And then they freak out trying to pick someone for me. And that's my nightmare.
Yeah, see, I come from the Midwest, so it's very old school. So you take people out for coffee or you go to a diner, you do that kind of stuff first before you do those things.
Yeah.
So, this was me back then, and now I'm like a woman in a queer community and going, how do I do this? So it's totally strange now.
Isn't that the excitement, though, that it's strange and weird and butterfly-y?
It is, but I miss the butterflies. I think that's the thing that I miss. And so for me, I went and I agreed to go to a blind date tonight. So I'm just blind
date. Tonight you're going on a blind date.
I'm going on a blind date
tonight.
Which
is why you look so fabulous.
Why, thank you. Mm-hmm. But the thing is I went, okay, so I've got this long, long hair. Right. And so I went to this date and went to her house, and she actually was messaging me the next day. She goes, I'm finding your hair everywhere. She goes,
your hair shed all over their house. shed your hair all over their house.
It felt horrible.
This was the first date that you went on.
No, this is like the third date we went on, right? And so I went to her house for the first time. Now, the first date we went to have, right? She had to cancel. We ended up actually going to her dad's house. And I met her. I knew her years before when I was Daniel.
Okay.
So years ago. And so she introduced me, wanted to catch back up, and she was interested. But then all of a sudden, here I was, and I had hair in like a coffee cup. There was hair in her bed.
Oh my God.
Like she's like, Michelle.
Michelle, you're shedding.
I'm shedding.
I'm going to ask you a question and tell me if it's inappropriate.
Okay.
But you're bisexual.
Yes.
And you're going on a blind date today.
Yes.
Do you know the gender of the person you're going on
Female.
A date with? Okay, cool. Was that a proviso, or did someone just say there's someone you might think is interesting?
They said you might be interested in them. We're lining this up.
It's
complimentary, passes somewhere. It's arranged through a magazine. And there was like this online thing. They came and approached me and said, we want to do this. And I went, okay, well, this should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I agreed. And so that's for tonight. But so, I'm just trying to get I'm getting myself out
there. I'm excited for blind dates. I'm excited for it.
But here's my other thing for you, Dean.
So, oh, you're going to give me a challenge now?
No, not a challenge.
No, give me a challenge. I love it. I'm here. Come on, bring it.
But how do you actually, when people know who you are, like same
luck
thing as
we,
me.
Luck we are. Yeah.
And so like I'll walk down the street in Burke Street Mall, and I'll have people actually stop me and go, Mama Mish, oh my God, and want to start talking to you and hug you and stuff.
I mean, we're not trying to talk ourselves up, but we are two of the busiest queers in Australia.
But I've actually been on dating apps where people have actually then stopped and go, oh, wait a minute, you're Mama Mish from infamous Joy FM, and I'm going, this isn't going to work.
I've just accepted the fact that some people see me in that different light, and they either stick with me to see what happens or they don't, and that's okay and that's cool. How do I deal with that? I don't know. I just keep rocking and rolling until the right person comes along.
And there you go.
And that could be for you
now,
tonight.
Now, there is a guy.
Oh, okay.
Now, this one's a little bit weird,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And I need more advice on this one.
Okay.
So, I haven't dated men very much. I'm still...
Neither have I, darling.
Really? They're more boys, are they?
Well, no, it just doesn't seem to go my way. Anyway, let's continue on.
So he hasn't really talked to me very much. He's texted me a lot and sent me photos.
So it's
and text.
online things, but not in person.
But not in person. He's not in town, but he last minute just bought tickets out of the blue for next weekend. And he's flying in next weekend.
I mean,
I'm like, that's a bit.
I love it. You've been on one date where you shed all your hair. You're on it. No, it's not. You know what? Sometimes it's just a cheap flight and an opportunity to be able to come and you think, why not? If they have that opportunity, then great. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be like I'm rocking up to the airport with a ring or anything like that. Yeah. But I love any person that takes a chance. For me, that's what I'm looking for. That spark, that something, is take a risk. If you're playing it safe, I could be less interested. Take a risk.
You like
I'm here
the risk,
for it.
Do you?
Well, I like anyone that'll take a chance. That's boldness.
Yeah,
I want to see. I want to see someone take an opportunity. If you play it safe, well, what are you doing?
You don't see people taking risks very much.
But that's what
days.
You're doing as well tonight with this blind date, Michelle.
True.
You're taking this risk. You're taking that chance. They're doing the exact same thing by going, do you know what? If there's nothing there, then all that happens is I get a nice weekend.
So we need to set you up on a blind date, I think.
All right. Well, let's make that the Radiothon challenge. Radiothon's just a month away here at Joy. So I reckon we make a blind date with Dean the challenge. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Michelle and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.